All right, 1380 WPHM. Well, as cannabis legalization spreads across the country, including here in Michigan, a lot of people are raising concerns about safety, environmental effects, economic impact. Joining us right now with some industry updates is Nick Kovacevic, the CEO of Kushco Holdings. They specialize in safe and sustainable cannabis packaging. Nick, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about Michigan, because we legalized recreational use of marijuana last year. And that doesn't mean that I can run to the store and get some now. What's going on now with the industry here in Michigan?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, you have two events. You have the initial legalization, which, as you mentioned, happened last year. And then you have the rollout of the regulated system to actually open storefronts where consumers like yourself can go and purchase cannabis. And that part has not happened yet. So we're waiting to see when the state can actually get this rolled out. The soonest we've ever seen a state do it was Nevada. They did it in about 7 months. But on the other hand, we have states like Maine who are, you know, all 2.5 years in and still have not yet rolled out their program. So it could take a little bit of while, but we're seeing more momentum in Michigan around the medical side, because medical has been legal for quite some time now, and they're starting to establish a regulatory framework that's more robust, and that's leading to increased sales. Our company sales from Q1 to Q2 in the state of Michigan were up 215%. Quarter to quarter, which is phenomenal, and we're not seeing that growth slow down one bit.
One of the items that comes up for discussion is cannabis packaging. How is it packaged? How should it be? And how's the industry responding to some of these concerns about the environmental aspects of it?
Well, the cannabis industry has always been a very green industry, but where the industry has lacked is in creating biodegradable and eco-friendly packaging solutions. A lot of the packaging, unfortunately, ends up in landfills, and it's just not consistent with the values of this industry, and somebody needed to step up and make some changes. Our company is one of the leading packaging providers for the industry since 2010. We're in a great position to be a leader on this initiative. We announced two exciting partnerships, one with a company called SunGrown that got us into the market immediately with child-resistant, biodegradable and compostable boxes that are now going to package cannabis. And these are items that can decompose in the soil and not end up polluting the environment. We also announced a partnership with a company called iEco, where we are going to be coming up with our own formulations to hopefully convert a lot of the plastic products that we do today into materials that are safe for the environment. And so look for more news to come there as these exciting initiatives roll out.
I know you're going to be at the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo. What do you think the big takeaways there are going to be this year?
Well, I think the big takeaway is that cannabis as a business is becoming more and more mainstream. You're seeing companies like us that are growing at phenomenal rates, I mean, almost 250% annually. We're seeing investors to pay more attention to the space. And with all of this opportunity and all of this room for growth, it's going to require that businesses are well capitalized. So being in New York City, the capital hub of the world, being able to access real institutional investor capital, eventually being able to uplist onto major exchanges like the NYSE and NASDAQ when they allow for it, these are all the topics that are being discussed in New York at this conference, and it's time for these businesses to move out of the shadows into the mainstream investment community, and the public's going to become aware, and it's going to be exciting. We saw a tremendous growth in the Canadian market with the companies going public there. That's next to come for the U.S. companies. I believe it'll happen here in the next 12 to 24 months, where you'll see a huge boom in the stock market around cannabis stocks.
All right. We'll watch for that. Nick, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Nick Kovacevic is the CEO of Kushco Holdings. They specialize in cannabis packaging. That will become big, I think, in the next year. It'll be interesting to see what Michigan does to move the sale of marijuana forward since the legalization vote last year.